Our second lesson for this morning is Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 11, and chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. Listen for God's word to speak to you. Now, during those days when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. And the 12 called together the whole community of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 good men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and to the serving the word." What they said pleased the whole community, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolaus, a proselyte of Antioch. They had these men stand before the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of God continued to spread. The number of the disciples increased greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. At this point, we skip forward, and Dennis is very happy that I got to read that bit. But Stephen was this young leader within the church, and he gets into some arguments with the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and was called before the Sanhedrin, called to give an account of the faith that was in him, and very fiercely defended his faith, so much so that the Sanhedrin then put him to death. So we continue on in chapter 7. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died. Now we're going to be hearing from Dr. Raju, and don't worry, this scripture has nothing to do with his presentation. It just came up in the narrative lectionary, but I didn't think that we could leave it just there, the first martyrdom. Stephen was the first martyr, the first person to be killed in the early church. It's a pivotal part of the book of Acts. It's not a very fun part, but it is pivotal because before the martyrdom of Stephen, the church was very comfortable. They were gathered together in Jerusalem. They were not going from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth, as Jesus had told them to. But after the death of Stephen, a persecution begins of the early church, and they are spread all throughout the known world to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've had quite a year behind us. It was not a fun year. But in some ways, I think it is God calling us to be the church that we have been called to be. We've just sometimes been a little bit comfortable, happy to do things just the way that we always have, and yet God calls us out to more. And so we, like the early church, follow the Spirit of the living God into the world that God has called us to. Amen.